It's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
What an edition of Phoenix Sport we've just had. How about that? Thank you very much, John Chubb. That was superb at keeping us up to date with all those scores, all those results. Absolutely brilliant, fella. Now go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you so much. And hello. Good evening. Welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours presenting songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will, of course, either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And coming up this evening, we'll be doing Trackwoods. We'll be doing When Were They 30? Because it's the 30th of the month. We'll be doing Are You a Cover Lover? And we're going to pack all that in before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. And then we'll do the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours. We have got a lot to get through. And the clocks go forward this evening. Whee! Light nights are on the way. And I know we're going to lose an hour's sleep, but I've got the perfect solution for that. Just stay in bed a little bit longer for an extra hour. So, as the clocks are going forward this evening, I thought it might be quite good fun to start the show with a couple of songs about time. So how about that? Now then, turn it up. It's Saturday night. Pour yourself a large one and listen to the music. We may be. There's no need to act foolish. now about that for an opening to the show. Kicking us off was the chairman of the board, and give me just a little more time, just because the clocks are going forward this evening. That was a number three hit from 1970. Do you know, it was their debut UK release, and it remains their biggest hit to date. And of course, it was written by legendary songwriting team Holland Dozier Holland. Then we just heard Sir Paul McCartney and Good Times Coming, and then Feel the Sun. That's taken from his sixth solo studio album, and it's pressed to play. And as far as I know, I don't think it was ever released as a single, but the LP peaked at number 8 in the album charts. And listen to this. Interestingly, the Specials drummer, John Bradbury, features on the album playing violin. So how about that? Let's do Trackwoods next, shall we?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods.
Okay, what we do on Trackwoods is play part of a well-known hit from either the 70s, 80s or 90s, but we play it backwards, hence Trackwoods. So, see if you can guess what it is this week. Did you recognise it? I'll give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7 a little bit later in the show, and I'll play it again a couple of times just so you can have another listen to it and see if you can guess it. In the meantime, see if you know who this is singing. Any idea who that was singing? That was Featherbed and a track called Amy. And if your name is Amy, then I'm going to dedicate that one to you. It's got a kind of a Beach Boys vibe about it, didn't it? Anyway, before he became a successful solo artist, that was Barry Manilow. Amy wasn't released as a single in the UK, and in fact, Featherbed didn't release any singles at all in the UK. It's a nice tune, isn't it? I kind of like it. It is a little bit big band Beach Boys-y kind of combo, if you know what I mean. Do you know what? I'll get a couple ends of the record.
All right, then. You think you're some bad girl. You just wait till someone else gets hold of you and beats the living daylights out of you.
Absolutely love that track, and I'd forgotten all about it, and I stumbled across it the other day, and I thought, I have got to bring that to geezers, pleasers and cheesers. That is Catatonia and I Am the Mob. I mean, the song's just lifted from The Godfather, isn't it? It's just genius. Anyway, that was their fifth single release, and it was the first one to sneak into the top 40 because it peaked at number 40, and it's taken from their absolutely superb album, International Velvet. Do you know what? I have to say, I love Kerris Matthews' voice. It's just got a really cute charm about it, hasn't it? It's lovely. Okay, shall we do When Were They? I think it's time, isn't it? Right, we're going to do When Were They. And what we do on When Were They, we take today's date, the 30th, and we play three songs that were number 30 in the chart in the corresponding years on this day in the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s, and you see if you can guess which year it is. So, for instance, if you think the first track we play is from 1976, for instance, then the next one will be from 1986 and the final one will be from 1996, and they're all at number 30 on this day in the charts in the corresponding year. So, let's play the first one.
Cherish. Oh, sunlight shining your hair. Oh, eyes bright showing the care. And somehow when the years
till I die. Oh, I've still got memories to cherish. Oh, wind blows, rain shot and fall, we'll find it over it all. And even when the days grow long and pictures fade away, oh, I'll dream of how you look that day. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. I've still got memories to cherish. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Ooh. Oh, 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 oh.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
And the outside temperature rises, and the meaning is all so clear. 1,001 yellow daffodils begin to dance in front of you, oh yeah. Are they trying to tell you something? You're missing that one final screw. You're simply not in the pink, my dear. To be honest, you haven't got a clue. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Oh, it finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Oh dear.
I'm one card short of a full deck. I'm not quite the shilling. One wave short of a shipwreck. I'm not my usual top billing. I'm coming down with a fever. I'm really out to sea. This kettle is boiling over. I think I'm a banana tree. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
About that, they were three tunes, weren't they? They were all number 30 in the charts on this day in the corresponding year of each of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Over to you to see if you can guess which year it was. So the first record that we heard was The Fantastics, which is a bold name to give your band, isn't it? The Fantastics and Something Old, Something New. On this day, Something Old, Something New had just moved up one place from 31 to number 30, of course. It would eventually go on to top 10 and it would peak at number 9. And after that record, they didn't release anything else. They kind of just disappeared, I suppose. Then we heard Southern Freeze by Freeze. On this day, it was on its way out of the charts. It had just dropped 9 places from last week's number 21. It already peaked at number 8. You might remember that Freeze had another massive hit with IOU, and IOU was actually kept off number one for 3 weeks by Paul Young and Wherever I Lay My Hat. Then finally, in our trio of songs, we heard Queen and I Think I'm Going Slightly Mad. And on this day, they were on the way out of the charts. They'd just dropped 9 places, but like Freeze, actually, 9 places from last week's 21, which was incidentally the record's peak position. And it was the final single they released while Freddie was still with us. So what year do you think it was in each of the 70s, 80s and 90s that we heard The Fantastics, Freeze and Queen? Well, do you know what? Let's go back to the 90s and play a bit of Prince, and then I'll give you the answer.
Join me, Xanthi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Oh, I do love a bit of Prince. That was Diamonds and Pearls, and it's a title track from his 13th album. I mean, how good is Rosie Gaines' voice on that track? Anyway, Diamonds and Pearls peaked at number 25 back in 1991. And, you know, I would have thought it would have charted higher than that, because I just think it's a belter of a record. OK, I did say I was going to give you the answer to When Were They, and this week it was 30. So we heard The Fantastics, who were at number 30. Freeze were at number 30. Queen, they were at number 30, but in which year? Well, it was All the Ones. So The Fantastics from 1971, Freeze from 1981, and Queen from 1991. Were you right? Let's try Trackwards, shall we? See if you can get that again.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards.
Okay, here it is. Not long to go before I give you the answer. I said I'd give it to you before the soppy softies at seven, but did you recognise it? While you ponder that, we'll play some Blondie.
Could this be his name?
You can always rely on Blondie to smash it out of the park, can't you? That was I'm Always Touched by Your Presence, Dear. That was their second UK single release, and it reached number 10 in 1979. It was written by their then bass guitarist Gary Valentine. It's from their album Plastic Letters. I think now we can do the cover lover, don't you? Cover of
the it's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
It is indeed. This is when we play the original of a song, and then we play a cover, and you decide whether or not you're a cover lover. Did you prefer the original, or did you prefer the cover? Entirely up to you. No wrong answers. It's your taste.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, trying to understand. Desire's hunger is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Was the original. Here's the cover.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Springsteen with the original, Patti Smith, or the Patti Smith group with the cover of Because the Night. Do you know, I actually cannot call it between those two. I like the rawness of Bruce Springsteen's version, but I kind of like Patti Smith's voice on it. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I said that the original was by Bruce Springsteen, but the truth is the Boss never included it on his version on anything, like no albums. I don't even think he included it as a B-side on any of his records. What happened was, according to legend, as they say, he was recording his album Darkness on the Edge of Town, and he had the bones of this song just, you know, kicking around. The producer of the album Darkness on the Edge of Town was Jimmy Iovine, and I think I've pronounced that correctly, Jimmy Iovine, and he was also working with Patti Smith. And he knew that Bruce was struggling to finish the song, so he suggested he gave it to Patti Smith, as Jimmy really wanted her to have a hit. And the rest, as they say, is history. Patti Smith's version was her debut release in the UK, and it peaked at number 5 in 1978. And it remains her only UK top 40. So how about that? I think we can squeeze in one more record before we do the answer to Trackwards, don't you? Was Soft Cell and Down in the Subway. That was a record from 1984 when it just missed out on the top 20, peaking at number 24. Lead singer Mark Olman is doing some gigs this year. I think he's one of the guests on the Jules Holland tour, and tickets are still available, so check it out if you're interested in going along. Okay, I said I'd give you the answer, didn't I?
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards.
Let's have one more listen, just in case you just can't quite get it. Have a listen. Any clue? Here it is forwards then.
Born to the overkill. Well, who cares what people say?
Answer to this week's trap words was, of course, Aztec Camera and Somewhere in My Heart. That's by far their biggest hit. It peaked at number 3 in 1988. It was written by lead singer and guitarist Roddy Frame. I have to confess, I do love that song. I do listen to it a lot at home. It's really good. I think we can squeeze in one more before the soppy soft is at 7, can't we? Yeah, we can.
You've got something to say, why don't you say it? If you've got something to give, why don't you give it to me? Day after day I have to say it. We're moving further from heaven and closer to the deep blue sea. 'Cause I have no secrets from you. Give it
to me. Day after day I have to say it. If we've got something to say, why don't we say baby?
Oh, just wow. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, how good...